In part one, on this side, you will need a large mirror. Now, you'll be asked to remove your clothing and to stand in front of the mirror for this very important experience in helping you to feel more comfortable with yourself. Now, stand, please, without your clothing, in front of a mirror and look at your reflection. First, touch your head with your fingers. It will feel hard. Realize that a hard head is good. You wouldn't want a soft one. If your skull has some bumps, realize that's okay too. No need to worry about that. Overall, you feel pretty good about your head. Now touch your nipples. You like them, don't you? Do they become erect when you touch them? They're a good size, aren't they? Did you know that nipples usually aren't erect unless they are stimulated? How about your breasts? They are soft, aren't they? And a good size for your needs. And you can feel your pubic hair between your legs. It feels wiry. Most pubic hair feels like that. It's okay, isn't it? And your thighs, they're okay too. And your legs? Are they too long or too short? Not really. I think they suit you well. And if everyone had the same length of legs, it might get quite boring looking at people. So, in general, your body looks pretty good there and all over. And it feels good, too. Congratulations on loving your body more.
Oh my God!
Gargoyles! Psychics! Everything's ungodly! Dark's at it!
They do.
Hey, white man.
Oh, owie.
Laugh and taffy, bitch.
People get me angry here.
I want the dough. I want the dough.
Chicken tetrazzini.
What is the monkey house?
Yeah, say freaks, Timothy James Henson, ending the week with the Friday podcast. Got a great show for you. It is a bit of a short one, though. I'm tight on time today, and I said I could either do a best of show or I could try to plow through and produce some new stuff for you, and that's exactly what I'm doing because you're very important to me. What a shit that is. I do have a great program for you. Some audio, news stories, voicemail, all the normal crap. Hey, at the beginning of the show, I've got a bit of a Facebook fail here. Brandy writes on her wall, double-headed dildo ass-to-ass fuck image. And then she quickly comments on her own post, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I thought that was the Google toolbar. Lol. Anyone know how to delete a status update? ? Kaylee replies, go to your profile and click on delete. And then Brandy says, I can't see it. Oh my goodness, I'm so sorry, everyone. I'm ashamed of what the internet has done to me. Maybe this will be a wake-up call. Yeah, right. I used to say the same shit, like when I was growing up and my parents almost caught me jerking off or something. I'm never doing this again. It's not worth it. Or my sister found all my porn on my computer or something. I'm just gonna delete it all. I don't need this. And now, I'm 30 and my bread and butter is porn. How I make my living. Isn't it funny how life works out? All right, just remember, kids, never say never. And don't swear off porn. You'll need it. Ting. All right, moving on. I do have some audio I want to share with you before we get into the news. First up, a girl banging a retard. Ta-da! There she is. Actually, that's the retard making the noise. He doesn't understand what that sensation is. That is the sweet sensation of a pussy wrapped around your dick.
He seems to be alive. Do you want to look at the monitor?
Oh! It can do it.
Are you in?
Yeah. Lean back, Carrie. Don't fall.
It's like charity work. That's kind of rude. He's saying how pretty you are. You're a pretty girl. Yeah, you're nasty, Harry. Bitch, let's not forget who's fucking who here. You're the one taking a goddamn retard dick in your cunt. Yes, you're nasty.
You're gonna get a heart attack.
Yeah, she's like spraying water on her cunt as he's fucking her, apparently to get the old man cock stink out of her pussy.
I spray that old man dick smell out of my pussy.
Yeah, gross. Musty. Gamey. You get the idea there. It's, you know, it's a retard banging abroad. Kind of sad he doesn't know what's going on. What is it? He's very scared. What's it? What is it? All right, moving on. Oh, we haven't done this in a while, but I think it's time for a little Black Friday.
No more fear. Black Friday's here. So hot yet so green. Foxy, black and bad. It's time to get it on.
That's right, today's Black Friday is a little different. Previously, we've always done movie trailers for blaxploitation films. I've got an advertisement here from the 1960s or 70s for Afro Sheen.
What's happening?
A natural explosion from Afro Sheen.
Afro Sheen? Yeah, Afro Sheen.
What's happening?
A natural.
Not much. Jab, turkey.
What's happening?
I like to pretend this is—it's an actual blaxploitation film because that's what, you know, Foxy Jones or, you know, Mandingo Jigaboo, whatever their names are. I can't remember any of the blaxploitation names, but I'm pretty sure Mandingo Jigaboo was one of the characters. But that's how they would talk, you know.
What's happening?
Not much, Jab Turkey. I'm gonna give you a knuckle sandwich. You know, I don't know. That's not really how they talk, I guess.
What's happening?
A natural explosion from Afro Sheen.
A natural what?
The new Afro Sheen blowout kit.
Yeah, it gets rid of tangles and leaves your fro fuller and fluffier.
But how about styling?
Afro Sheen's new blowout kit makes your fro easier to style, conditions it too, and you get everything you need along with easy-to-follow instructions.
Hmm. So if the fluffy blowout's your thing, do it with our thing.
The fluffy blowout. That was the look back then. How do you want your afro? I want it fluffy and blown out.
So if the fluffy blowout's your thing, do it with our thing.
The new Afro Sheen blowout kit.
It'll make your hair look real good, nigga.
It could rock your world.
There you go. Afro Sheen. Is Afro Sheen still around? I hope so. How else would you be able to achieve an afro that looks fluffy and blown out? All right. Finally, before we get into the news today, I've got a new Utahard I'd like to share with you. This guy believes in UFOs, and he's very upset with NASA.
What's up, yo? This is Hunter, and I want you to be on my fucking NASA army.
Now, I gotta tell you, when I first heard his voice, I said, this can't be real. This has gotta be a made-up thing. But no, this kid is very real and very stupid.
What's up, yo? This is Hunter, and I want you to be on my fucking NASA army. I want you to make fucking NASA videos and put it on the video response.
Look, I'm already a member of the Raymond National Family Union. I can't be joining armies now.
What's up, yo? This is Hunter, and I want you to be on my fucking NASA army. I want you to make fucking NASA videos and put it on the video response every time I make a fucking NASA video. Let's make this happen. We the people have the power to control what we want to hear and what we want, and we want the truth, and we're gonna get the truth out of their fucking ass, and we are gonna make everybody to do fuck NASA videos. I want you.
I'm not sure if he's upset with NASA because of the shuttles being retired, you know, the space shuttle. I don't know.
Fuck NASA videos and put it on.
Maybe he thinks that NASA is hiding something from him.
Let's make this army. Let's make this fuck NASA army and put thousands of videos of fuck NASA army. I'm gonna make this and happen.
Okay.
We the people can have the power to control the truth, and we're gonna get
right.
The truth.
Okay. He's also got another video he recently posted. He wants everyone to know that aliens are not demons.
What's up, Joe? This is Hunter. And yeah, aliens are not demons, okay?
Now, I have to tell you, I think, you know, I just saw the movie Cowboys and Aliens, and in that movie, you know, it takes place during, you know, in the Wild West or whatever, and aliens are involved, and they automatically think that they're demons because they've never heard it, never seen or never thought of the UFOs before. So maybe he saw cowboys and aliens and he actually believes people think that aliens are demons.
What's up, Joe? This is Hunter.
I don't know.
And yeah, aliens
I love trying to figure out what the fuck the retards are talking about.
What's up, Joe? This is
fun
Hunter.
Pastime for
and
me.
Yeah, aliens are not demons, okay? Get this through your fucking head.
Okay.
They're not demons. They look different from you and I, but they're not demons. They come from another planet, another solar system, another galaxy, but they are not from hell or Satan's workshop. They're not
Satan's
demons,
workshop.
Okay? They are different from you and I. Religion is a lie. Religion is a system to control your mind so you fear the truth, so you don't believe on the truth and you believe on this religion.
Okay, all right. You get the idea there. Religion bad, aliens good. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yeah, real quick, gotta say thanks to all of the sideshow freaks. They are the reason this program continues. For $5 a month or $50 a year, you too can become a member, where you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive shows. I try to do video casts for you as well. I've been promising you a video clip of Raymond 14 during my interview, and I will be posting that a little bit later, if I haven't already, so you can see Raymond 14 freaking out. Oh, plus you'll get yesterday's exclusive show. A lot of fun. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. A Halifax woman testified Wednesday that her husband thinks he's Jesus Christ, and that he hit a young girl in the face in March because he didn't think the girl respected him. Well, that sounds like something Jesus would do, doesn't it? That's Jesus justice. This fall, from the creator of Walker, Texas Ranger, and the executive producer of Designing Women, comes Jesus justice. Holier than thou and ready to kick ass, Jesus justice. All right, the testimony was heard in Halifax court during the second day of Dalton Cornelius Jones's trial on 6 counts of assault between November 2009 and March 2011. He's also being tried on charges of assaulting his wife, Shailene Jones, threatening her and forcibly confining her on March 4th, as well as single counts of resisting arrest and breaching a court order. You can't arrest Jesus! If he can turn water into wine, imagine what he can do to your manhood! Don't tempt him! Alright, when the accused arrived at his wife's workplace to pick her up on March 9th, the girl's face was purple and swollen. That's a good look, Shailene Jones testified. She said the accused told her he beat the girl, and when she asked why, he replied, "Don't start or I'll do the same to you." She took the girl to the hospital the next day and gave a statement to police. It took 2 weeks for the swelling and bruising to completely disappear, she said. On another instance, the accused hit the girl with a broom handle, she told the court. Dalton Jones also told her that he could do whatever he wanted because he was Jesus Christ himself. And on another occasion, how could you argue with that, right? The accused told her he was the new Jesus Christ. It's kind of like when Ford revamps the Mustang. All new for 2011. A roomier, more spacious Jesus Christ. Yeah, he mentioned that he was the new Jesus and had come to mooch off everybody, as, you know, Jesus did back then. He also changed his name on Facebook to Jesus, so, you know, it's pretty much official. Shailene Jones also told the court she had planned to leave her husband, and when she told him that she was leaving him, he said, "The only way you're leaving me is if you're 6 feet under and I put you there." Again, a very Jesus thing to say. When she told him he wasn't Jesus, he hit her twice in the face. Think again, bitch. Dalton Jones, a native of Sierra Leone, previously told Judge Ann Derrick that he would represent himself on trial. That's a good idea. Great idea, as a matter of fact. I hope Court TV covers that. First, I guess Court TV would have to be revived because that channel has not been on the air for a long time. But the judge agreed with the Crown Court and ordered him to have a lawyer cross-examine his wife. He's representing himself for all other aspects of the trial. Dalton Jones took several notes during the proceedings, writing intently with his face close to the notepad he was using. I could imagine what he's scribbling down there. The trial is scheduled to... just playing hangman with himself. The trial is scheduled to run until Friday, when Dalton Jones plans to testify in his own defense. Brilliant. He's been in custody since being arrested on March 10th. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. We've got a story from Minnesota For homecoming in 2009, the student council at Red Wing High School in Red Wing, Minnesota, decided to go with a tropical theme for the dance. Instead, though, 60 students at the predominantly white school attended homecoming dressed for Wigger Wednesday, wearing costumes that, from their perspective, looked black. These included oversized sports jerseys, low-slung pants, baseball hats cocked to the side, and do-rags on their heads. The term Wigger is a pejorative slang term for a white person who mimics mannerisms, language, fashions, etc. associated with black culture. White niggers is what it means. I mean, let's not sugarcoat this bitch. Wigger. White nigger. We're all adults here, right? And besides, it's fun to say the N-word. Am I right? Am I right? Come on. Of course it is. All right. By allowing a class to celebrate Wigger, or alternatively known as Wanksta Day, the high school has earned its very own federal class action lawsuit. Ta-da! Former Red Wing High School student Queera Prout, an African American, of course, Q-U-E-R-A, Queera, filed the suit in Minnesota on behalf of an unnamed class of all students who experienced discrimination as a result of Wigger Day, a class that may include more than 40 people. The school principal and school district superintendent, however, still deny the allegations that it has created a racially hostile environment. According to Principal Beth Borgen, she says that participants in Wigger Day were immediately sent to change their clothing, but no additional punishments followed. Pruitt's attorney, Joshua Williams, who is seeking $75,000 in damages for his client, did not know whether Wigger Day took place again in 2010, after its, you know, initial smashing success in 2009. A statement from Anderson, obtained by the Huffington Post, says the district denies the allegations that it's created a racially hostile environment and looks forward to meeting these allegations in court. Some students at the high school showed their continued proud support for Wigger Wednesday by creating a Facebook group that explicitly, quite explicitly, vows to keep Wigger Wednesday going until someone, presumably Pruitt or the principal, quits. Stand your ground, Wigger pride! All right, final story we have for you today. This one comes from Indonesia. Abdul Rahim and his wife, residents of, oh my god, are you fucking kidding me? Kali Patin Kapung, West Pakalanan Subdistrict, Kalapa Duai District of Tanjung. There are so many words that I cannot pronounce. Kali Patin Kapung, West Pakalan District, Kalapa Duai District of Tangerang Regency are shocked after discovering their newborn baby has no anus. See, it was worth listening to me struggle for a few minutes with these words to get to that part. Yes, a baby was born with no butthole! Feeling ashamed, the couple chose to... How could the baby poop? Feeling ashamed, the couple chose to hide their baby when journalists visited their home on Wednesday. You know what? This story is great. First of all, I love this story for a couple reasons. One, the parents are ashamed. They're ashamed of themselves for producing such monster. They couldn't even have sex and make a baby right. That would never happen in the U.S. If this were the U.S., this baby would have its own reality show. The parents would be pimping this freak of nature out as soon as it comes out of her cunt. What? The baby has no butthole? Cameras, please! Cameras! All right. Ning Ning says, we are ashamed. We just need help for our baby so that he can receive surgery. We don't want publicity. Ning Ning, who delivered her... Sounds like a fucking panda or something. Ning Ning, who delivered her baby at the Tangerang General Hospital on Saturday, said there had been no physical problems before giving birth or any indications that she would deliver a baby without an anus. I don't know if you can scan for that. Abdul Mateen, a local community unit chief, said he and other residents were trying to help the family to get free health services for her baby, although the couple had yet to register themselves as newcomers within the neighborhood. Quote, we heard that the couple is still registered as residents in West Pongyongdang Subdistrict Sabadabada. That doesn't matter. You don't know where it's at. Unfortunately, according to Abdul Mateen, Tangerang General Hospital claimed to lack the necessary specialists to, you know, bore a hole in the kid's ass. We are confused as to where we can go to seek help. Try Home Depot. We will try to take the baby to the Sipto Mangu Kusumo General Hospital in Jakarta. Yeah, that sounds like a great idea. All right, there you go. That is your... I'm just angry with all the words I can't pronounce. That's your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, this is your time to shine. Speak to me, please.
Hey, Tim. Such member Kenny here.
Hi, Kenny.
I was listening to the July 27th show, and you were complaining that Keith and the girl gets all this fandom and all these loyal listeners, and you want people loyal to that.
I'm jealous of everyone.
And you're also trying to help people join you on 360 and PS3.
Yeah.
And that gave me an idea. There's this thing called Game with Fame, I believe is what it's called, and they get celebrities, like internet celebrities and stuff. Penny Arcade was on there. And
they're way more popular than me.
Celebrities play games with people. So you totally have my vote because... In all honesty, you are my favorite celebrity. I do consider you a celebrity. And on that note,
well, the fact you consider me a celebrity means there is something seriously wrong with you.
Or anyone for that matter. And like an Xbox Live party, somebody that actually wanted to talk to you, would you join that? Because I would absolutely love to have a dialogue with my favorite celebrity.
You know, it's funny you mention that because when I was messing around with the Xbox recently, I heard that you could watch movies with people, you know, on Netflix. And so I called up a random freak over there on Xbox Live, and we were talking for a bit, and we were watching a movie together. It was a bad movie, but we were just messing around with stuff. But yeah, occasionally I'll get on and mess around with you freaks.
Hello, Timothy. Choo 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 you, Henson. This is Jesse here. Calling to say, I don't know if it's a problem with my iTunes or iTunes in general, but all the shows, they don't have any album artwork since that they crashed back in, I don't know, mid-June, mid-July.
That's strange.
I can't remember. Just wanted to say that, and my mom is the biggest fucktard ever. She said last night, I think Virginia's in New England. Take for granted that we live in Massachusetts, which is a part of New England.
Right.
Virginia not being a part of New England. So just wanted to express my curiosity.
But let me ask you this: is anyone getting album artwork? Because I'm including it when I, when I do the shit that I need to do in the file. If anyone is getting album artwork, let me know, and then we'll take it from there.
Tim, this is Sideshow member Rick Slider. I got a stage and intervention here now. It's July 28th, and I'm listening to the 27th show, and this is probably the fourth or fifth time over the last few weeks that you have promised that you'd put something as the album artwork for the day's podcast, and I look at the album artwork, and there's nothing
there. Something must be wrong, because I'm doing it. At the very least, you should be seeing the logo, the DB Tranny logo.
Goo, Tim. This is JR from California. And I just had a great idea for a bit. You should have a therapist on the show and play him recordings of Brandon's mom and have him analyze, what's wrong with her.
That is a good idea. That actually is a brilliant idea. I'm going to use my guest database online and see if I can find a therapist that'll come on.
Hey, Timothy, it's Zach from Florida. I am currently indulging in a good hard cider and some Star Trek on Netflix, and it just dawned on me, sir, recently I got into comics, and really just in a big bad way for some odd reason.
Yeah.
I guess I'm going through one of those random midlife crises. I don't care. That's what working for Disney does to you.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, if you could find a local comic distributor or a publisher of some kind, and if you know any good artists, or if freaks are good artists worth their salt, I think you and Rills and Corey could get together and collaborate and make Distorted View Comics.
Yeah, that's not a bad. I'm sure we could come.
Don't
interrupt
superhero.
Me. Yeah, I'm sure we could come up with something. And I know comic book artist
Bill,
who designed the Distorted View logo. The problem is, he's busy doing real work, like real stuff. I don't think you'd want to dedicate that much time to drawing a Distorted View comic
you
book.
You all have your own individual.
Nor would I have no idea how much that would cost me.
Just find a distributor.
Like someone to do a whole book.
Doesn't give a shit about the content and just make it as...
Although I've often toyed with writing a book, and that would be great. Maybe I could get Bill to do the illustrations in the book. That's an idea. As soon as I get some cash. As soon as AdamandEve.com sends me my big advertising check.
And it's really a monkey of our art, darling. And Timothy, please permit me to do something unprecedented for the Distorted View voicemail segment. I'd like to make a proposal. Tone Deaf Sean, will you marry me? Not only do I find you dashing and dare say pretty, I can't wait to hear what you would sound like on our wedding night.
Hey, Pam, I'm going to blow you now.
That would be great. Tone Deaf Sean, I don't know if he's married. I don't know anything about Tone Deaf Sean, really, I don't think. If he has a... I don't know anything about him. But if... I would love to have him record himself having sex with someone. I would just like to hear him have sex.
Hey, Tim, loyal listener and now loyal Sideshow member, Matt from Canada calling here.
Oh,
I just wanted to let you know, I just realized I do this. I don't know, apparently I've been doing it for a while, and I just thought it was kind of funny. I did it today and it made me laugh. I listen to your show while I'm driving a lot.
Mm-hmm.
What I do is I get a little bit behind on your episodes so I can listen to a bunch of them all in one day when I'm running around. And when I'm driving around all the time, I've got to stop and grab some food. So every time I try to go through a drive-thru and I've got your show playing, I realize that the second I pull up to that drive-thru window, I switch from Distorted View to a normal radio station when I get up to the window, because I don't want to seem like a fucking freak.
Right. Understandable.
And I just thought that was fucking hilarious today.
Yeah.
And anyway, so I forgot to do that at some point here. And yeah, I was just, I don't know. It was fucking awkward. There's like pussy farts or something going on. And it's just weird. Anyway, just thought you should know. Love the show. Keep it up. Jay
All
Goon.
Right. Thank you very much. A couple more here.
Okay, I just remember what I was going to say. Okay, again.
What was that? I don't understand.
Hey, boo, spiral ham fucker. Hey, I agree with you. These people that call in and try to record the television or a little recorder or something on your thing, and it's like completely incoherent. You can't hear. Fucking
yeah.
Idiot. Two words, Tim, two words. Underage listeners. Hey, Timmy, are you going to the lock-in? Huh? You going to go to the lock-in? Hello?
All right, the spring fling.
Hey, Tim, it's me. I'm calling in about the Tuesday, on Wednesday show that you just put up for Psycho Freak and for everybody else over here today. I was listening to the just for a couple minutes. And
yeah, I just have to reiterate, if you like getting DV early, you should sign up for the Sideshow. I've been posting, usually I post the program shortly after midnight. I think yesterday I posted it like at 4 a.m. or something, Eastern time. So, you know, it's very early still.
The racist video.
You're asleep, and I'm working hard for you.
Check. For some reason, she sounds really familiar, like strikingly familiar.
Who?
And for everybody else, we'll hear
I'm sorry. Who was that?
I was listening to the just for a couple minutes, and the racist video webcam chick. For some reason, she sounds really familiar, like strikingly familiar. Like I don't know why. But she just sounds really familiar. Like you've played her before, or you played a video of her before somewhere. What also reminded me, also concerning the crazy Jesus Jamaican lady. I was wondering if you ever heard back from the girl that was on cam and she was speaking tongues and all that shit. Remember her? I don't remember her exact YouTube name, but I think you remember her because she always spoke in tongues.
Oh, Aurora in the Desert. Yes, the Shabba Shabba Shiki girl.
And she sounded like she was on drugs half the time when she was talking. Like,
you know, I think she's deleted her YouTube channel. She hasn't been around. She's gone.
Or she was on LSD or something like that, and she was seeing God.
Yeah.
I will talk to you later, Tim. Bye.
Yeah, these Utards come and go.
I like cancer.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that inane babbling. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God. It's an oh, God.
A natural explosion from Afro Sheen.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. Really do appreciate it. I will see you back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye! Everybody.
I whisper, tell me how to scream.
people getting me angry here.